Hello, this is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, bringing you the key updates from the world of insurance in our weekly insurance news wrap. Get ready for insights that will arm you with the knowledge to make informed decisions about your personal and business insurance. First, we dive into the issues causing a stir in the world of life insurance. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, recently revealed that term life insurance was the primary source of customer complaints last financial year. In fact, these grievances made up a striking 41% of the nearly 55,000 complaints recorded. Of royal importance, over $11 million was paid out in compensation, showing that the consumer voice does indeed make waves. Service, delays, and disputes over premiums were the chief concerns. Let's look at the silver lining. The majority of these complaints were speedily resolved, with half attended to within the day and a promising 75% seen to within 8 days. The data gathered from such exercises is not just for show. ASIC uses it to spotlight areas for improvement, nurturing an ecosystem that values consumer protection and efficient internal dispute resolution. Switching gears to a landmark car insurance case where a misunderstood ignition key ended up winning a couple an unexpected payout. The couple's Audi Q5 was stolen, igniting a legal battle for compensation against RAC Insurance. Initially, RAC-HE had contested the claim, citing the couple's negligence in leaving the key unattended. Yet, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority sided with the couple, hinting at the need for insurers to evaluate context, not just policy terms. This case underscores the delicate balance between negligence and reckless endangerment, making evident the profound implications these interpretations can have. Adding to the litany of insurance payouts this year, mental health claims have surged, creating new challenges and opportunities for the industry. Industry giant TAL has reported that psychological conditions such as depression and post-traumatic stress disorder now lead the cause of claims, reaching a new precedence by surpassing physical injuries. TAL has responded not just with increased payouts, but also by offering clients psychiatric assessments and related health services. This shift in industry trends seems to reflect a broader societal pivot towards understanding and integrating mental health care with financial services. A dollar for your thoughts, indeed. Lastly, health insurance premiums are set to face potential legislative action amidst growing concerns about product phoenixing, a tactic of discontinuing old policies to introduce new, pricier ones. Health Minister Mark Butler has weighed in, expressing concerns over the impact on customers who bear the additional costs and gold policyholders who experience higher fees. The Australian Private Hospitals Association weighs in on the financial strain this practice imposes on healthcare facilities, while representatives from the insurance industry point to rising healthcare costs as the primary factor. Either way, accountability and sustainability must be the way forward. That's all from us at the Weekly Insurance Wrap here on Financial Services Online. Always remember, when it comes to insurance, staying informed is your best policy. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more information. Until next time, this is Paige Estrotori, signing out.